dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, 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 the day after. Good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it's Wednesday, June the 6th. Your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. I'm having an echo in my head. I hope we fix that. I've only got one thing to say about watching the debate last night. Time to back up the truck and buy all the gold you can get your hands on. This is not to say I don't think Ron Paul has an outside shot, but do you think we can educate the American public in the next 18 months to understand what he's talking about? I don't think so. It seems, by and large, the mainstream media and the current crop of candidates for President of the United States on the Republican side are missing the big picture, especially Wolf Blitzer. Could he sink any lower in my estimation? Asking questions about don't ask, don't tell, like this is a crucial issue for people to make a decision on the next president of the United States. Not one question last night about the future economic calamity facing the United States of America. That's why. And it's for that reason that they don't want to discuss it. Then I'm telling you, back up the truck. Unload the savings account. Sell that little vacation cottage you got somewhere and buy gold and buy lots of it. I'm not saying this because the Dow Jones Industrial Average has plunged 129 points today, ending at 13,465. Oh, yes, I'm sure the talking heads will say that stock slid because of an increased report about labor costs stirred causes that were worried about inflation. Please give me a break. You know the reason why this market collapsed today, why oil soared? A little problem with Turkey invading Iraq. But if you weren't paying attention, you wouldn't know that. NASDAQ finished down 24 points at 2,587. S&P 500, 1,517. In the metals complex, quiet day. Gold off 90 cents at $670.30. Silver off 7 cents at $13.71. Platinum off $3 at $13.03. Palladium up 3 at $3.77. Currently in Asian trading, gold is up a dollar. Apparently they're paying attention to the Turkish invasion of Iraq, but won't hear that in the mainstream media. Silver off 3 cents at $13.74. Platinum up a buck at $12.99. Palladium off $3. Crude oil was the only commodity that registered the attack by Turkey. Up 29 cents. Crude oil sitting at $65.90 at the close. U.S. dollar, obviously weaker today by 2 basis points, sitting at 81.84. Yes, my friends, it is pretty apparent that the debacle called American foreign policy is predicated on one simple fact, that American politicians get their marching orders from Israel. Stay tuned. We'll connect the dots for you coming up from Straight Gate Ministries, Charles Carlson. We'll continue the debate.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday, as we do, and have done for the last couple of weeks. We welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Very fine, Robbie. Good to be back with you.
Absolutely. Straight off the top of the show here, did you have, and I don't know if you're a political junkie like I am, but did you have the unfortunate situation yesterday where you watched the presidential debates?
No, I was not able to. It was a long, hard work day for me, so I did not see the debates, but I have heard about them. And, again, it sounds like Ron Paul wins all the debates, but the Republican Party is anxious not to have anyone know it.
Yeah, they'd like to get rid of him as fast as possible. There's no question about it. I found it interesting that Israel was mentioned more times than the Republic.
And, oh, really?
Oh, yes. And today, obviously, many of the pundits were saying, well, the results would have been different if Fred Thompson was there. And I find it of interest that Fred Thompson, although he hasn't announced officially he's running for the presidency, I guess you can take that one to the bank, because today he announced that he's taking a trip to Israel before he makes his announcement.
Mm-hmm. To make his decision.
Yes.
Yes, and pay homage.
Yes, and most probably get blessings or whatever.
And receive blessings, that's right. Well, of course, what we have now is we have AIPAC, which has traditionally been the Israeli lobby that has held control over the at least the foreign policy of the Democrat Party historically for many years, going back many going back 20 years at least. And now we have the new Christian right organization, which is called Christian United for Israel, that is essentially a lobby organization that's focused upon the Republican Party. And this lobbying comes through John Hagee, who is the founder of that organization, Christian United for Israel. But they really stem out of other organizations formed around Christian Americans for the purposes of lobbying for Israel among the Christian right. And Unity Coalition for Israel was the original founding organization that was formed, and from that came John Hagee's Christian United for Israel. And essentially what they said was that they were going to seek to control the actions of Congress for the benefit of Israel. But their focus was on not on the Democrat Party, as AIPAC always has, but on the Republican Party. They do that, of course, because George Bush and people like that represent themselves as being devout Christians. So so Christians United for Israel has essentially focused now upon an enormous lobbying meeting that's going to take place in Washington, D.C. on the 14th, I think it's the 14th or 15th through the 17th of July, 19th of July. It's a four-day affair. And this is going to call together religious leaders from all over the country who are going to come to Washington under the auspices and tutorship of John Hagee and be tutored and coached on how to lobby Congress. And then they're actually going to do a field trip where they go out and they lobby every member of Congress. So there will be a grand blitz of Christian lobbies in the Congress of the United States from July 17th through the 19th inclusive. And on one of those days, then they have a grand program, which is their program called Christians called A Night to Honor Israel. That's on July 17th. So this is an extremely powerful thing. Hagee has been raising money. They say that they're raising the money for the State of Israel, but probably they're not. They're probably keeping most of the money themselves because they have expenses.
Yes.
But in Minneapolis, where we did one of our vigils, one of the pastors told our leader, their volunteer leader in Minneapolis, they raised $165,000 in that evening. That's not very much. It wouldn't help the State of Israel. The State of Israel gets that in one breath of Congress. But it does encourage the leaders like Hagee and the other pastors who do these programs to carry out these programs, because it's very productive. Hagee has represented that they have taken in as much as $600,000 in one day doing these nights to honor Israel in Christian churches. So when you say that somebody's going to run for the president and they want to go to Israel and do homage to be kosherized or whatever it takes, that's the reason. You have powerful organizations that are lifting up Israel as being the source of American political wisdom, and you have these people essentially saying that we are going to be watching you, and if you don't favor the State of Israel, then you're going to have us to deal with.
I find it interesting. I was reading today on the Haaretz website that the Knesset today passed a bill that would enable the Knesset to remove any member of the Knesset who speaks ill of Israel or Zionism.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, that's democracy in Israel, isn't it?
Yes.
The only democracy in the Middle East, they tell us.
Yes. And you know what's also interesting? Because last night the big question that and all the Republican candidates except for Ron Paul, and I think Governor Huckabee, when asked about what the U.S. should do about Iran, they all approved the nuclear option, and it is not far from what Hagee often says, and I'll quote him directly. Iran is behind the wars. Stop Iran now. They will have nuclear weapons in 2 years. Advocating for the bombing.
Absolutely.
The nuclear strike of Iran.
Yes.
What happened to the philosophy of the Prince of Peace?
Yes, and this is the amazing thing coming from the church, because you'd expect churches to offer restraint, that they would be the center of restraint, where they would be the force leaning in the opposite direction, saying, well, we have to consider human life. Well, we have to consider humanity. Well, we have to consider the injustice toward the innocent, who are always involved. Whenever you drop nuclear bombs on someone, well, most of the people are going to be innocent. What about collateral damage? But instead, here we have someone who claims to be a Christian leader, an evangelical Christian leader, and he makes statements like the one you just quoted, and that is an often quoted statement that Hagee does not apologize for.
No,
that is his belief, and he believes, he wants everybody to know that he thinks the nuclear option is the correct option. And, of course, the fact that Iran is not going to have nuclear weapons in 2 years, no matter what they do. They probably couldn't have a nuclear weapon in 10 years. No one knows for sure if they even want to have a nuclear weapon. None of these things bother Hagee. The facts make no difference to him.
Well, sir.
Iran clearly is not going to have enough nuclear material to make a nuclear reactor work in 2 years. Just to feed a nuclear reactor, they are a long ways from even being able to do that. And nuclear weapons are way off in the distant horizon, and not even a consideration. Another thing that happened recently is that Putin kind of dropped a bomb in the Group of Eight meeting by telling the Group of Eight that he wants to have them discuss President Bush's what seems to be a secret plan to build an anti-missile forces all over the world. These are anti-missile missiles, and in Europe, in the Czech Republic, and so on. He was quietly going about this, and Putin brought it up, and Bush complained that he was being bushwhacked by having Putin bring this up as an agenda item. And saying that Russia doesn't, and of course, one of the points made was it's unneeded because Iran is not within missile range of Europe.
Well, sure, because that's Bush's argument. Bush's argument is the reason for the missile defense system going into Czechoslovakia is in order to protect Europe against missiles coming from Iran.
Yes.
And Putin, whether you like him or not, one thing he's not an idiot. And he knows full well that's not the case, considering by and large Russia has very close relations with Iran and more than likely knows exactly what their weapons capability is, a lot more than the Bush administration. So him just trying to pull the wool over Putin's eyes is rather pathetic.
Yes.
But then again, you've also got to understand the context where he was. He was in Prague giving the speech at a conference put together by Nathan Sharansky, because George Bush is advocating the Nathan Sharansky ideology of Zionism.
Yes, And what, of course, is behind all of this is economic, because Bush is bent on spending money, and that's why your comments on gold are probably so good, because they're talking about the equivalent of another Gulf War in terms of spending.
We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. You can access the website at WHTT.org. We'll be taking your calls after the bottom of the hour, 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
My friends, you know, I got to stop saying that, my friends. Don't ask me where I got the habit from, but after listening to John McCain say it half a dozen times last night, I'm starting to get a complex about it. Call in number if you got a question for Charles Carlson is 800-313-9443. Hagee, you sent me a list of Hagee statements. The one that always amazes me is the one that he obviously says a lot, that God will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. Where did he get that from?
That's taken from basically from footnotes to Genesis 12:3. That's one of the few scriptural statements that he makes. Most of these about Iran and so on are not. There's nothing scriptural about them. But that is taken out of context from Genesis 12:3, and it says there that God would bless Abraham and curse those who cursed Abraham.
So that was
Hagee has renamed that Israel, and so then he said God will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. How he gets there, we cover a lot in our studies, But it is a giant leap for him to get there, because there was no state of Israel at the time God made this statement to Abraham and presumably to his descendants. So that's the leap that Hagee makes. And this has led to an unusual use of cursings, too, where the evangelical right kind of believes in curses, and they believe they can invoke blessings on others and curses on others, and they sort of do that, and this is why the results of Christian Zionism are kind of mean. The churches get sort of ornery, sort of mean and nasty and unchristlike about things they do and say. But here what he's saying is that God will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. And he means that literally about the present-day state of Israel, so that he thinks that if his people, people that follow him, will just be kind enough, generous enough to Israel, love Israel, talk about Israel, vote for Israel, and make sure nobody does anything that Israel doesn't want done, that then they might actually be rewarded in some strange manner that he can't quite describe. But he's gone on to say in another statement that no one can enter into the heaven. No one who does not like Jews can enter into the kingdom of heaven. Here's his literal statement: you are not going to heaven if you do not like the Jewish people, end quote. So you see, this is tied to this idea of blessings and cursings. And there's nothing scriptural about that. In fact, there's nothing in the scriptures about the present-day Jewish people. There's history of an ancient Israelite people, but there's nothing about the present Jewish people in scripture. But from these kind of statements, you develop this idea of loving Israel, hating anybody who does not love Israel, and actually feeling that our country can be cursed if we don't do our share for loving Israel. Now, you might say Hagee is just an absolute fraudulent charlatan out for the money, and he has acquired a lot of that. But he's built this cult following, and many others have built this cult following around this idea of blessings and cursings, transformed from ancient Abraham 3,000 years ago and leaped into the distant future and wrapped around the present-day political state of Israel.
Interesting term you use there, cult.
Yes, it is. We believe it is an occult practice for a number of reasons. The principal reason that Judeo-Christianity is an occult religion is that it ignores, it almost entirely ignores the words and the acts of Jesus Christ. I just finished watching a presentation called A Night to Honor Israel, presented by John Hagee, and I'm not the only one. Others have watched it, and Art Pressinger. He's a theologian and a pastor, and he said there's not one iota of Christianity in the entire presentation, and that's true. When you sit through the whole presentation, Christ is completely left out of it. So one does not have to be devoutly religious or Christian to appreciate that Jesus Christ left behind in the way of instructions were nice. It would tend to create nice people. And the things that Hagee and his followers leave behind are not nice. They create very evil acts, acts of hatred, acts of strangely ignoring Christ's precepts, and leaving Christ completely out of what are professed to be Christian teachings. So that's why we would call it an occult thing. It also uses a strange Bible called the Scofield Bible, un-Christian. So that's sort of a definition of a cult, is someone who uses a strange book that doesn't belong there.
Yeah, well, a shyster lawyer. What do you expect from a shyster lawyer? Your calls for Charles Carlson after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, my friends. I got to stop doing that. We are speaking with Chuck Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. You can access the website at WHTT.org. Before we go into the calls, I have a personal thing to ask you, and it's just based on the fact that I'm a confused Christian. And I picked up a little book called The Jefferson Bible, The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. Have you read that by Thomas Jefferson?
No, I really have not.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
Okay.
It helps answer a lot of questions for myself personally, but just wanted to find out whether you'd read it or not.
No, I haven't.
Let's go to the phone.
I'd welcome doing so.
Obviously, Jefferson was most probably a man that was seeking the truth for many years, and his interpretation of the scriptures, by and large, when he wrote the Jefferson Bible, which was for his own personal use, it wasn't something he wanted to publish. It wasn't something he wanted to distribute. As a matter of fact, he was vehemently against its being printed or distributed. But what he did is he took the Bible and he took out the beginning and he took out the end. He just wanted to deal with Jesus as he was on earth. In other words, he didn't want to get into Adam and Eve, creation. He didn't want to get into the resurrection. He just wanted to deal with Jesus as he was on earth and what his message was and how he lived his life and the examples that he set. And there's no question he tried to emulate it. But unfortunately, a lot of people are now trying to associate Jefferson with Unitarians, who I know very little of, but I believe that Unitarians also have that same belief system in that they disregard, obviously, Adam and Eve and the resurrection. Do you know the philosophy of Unitarians?
Yes, I do. I just might say that in law or in scholarship or in almost anything, what you tend to do is you tend to take the newest and the latest, and if it pertains to you, say it's a law book, and you go there first, and then you use the old as a reference. And the same is true in your last will and testament. You may have made 14 last wills and testaments, but the only one that counts is the last will and testament. And in this subject called Christianity, of course, the New Testament is considered to be the new covenant. That's what New Testament means, a new covenant, which is the latest and greatest. And at least for Christians, that it is. For other religions, it might not be the latest and greatest. But for Christians, the New Testament, I think that's what you're talking about, is that which we find at the end of our Bibles is where you should start, because that is that's the last final will and testament. And then if you need to go back and read the other ones to see how to interpret it based on history, then that's the reference point for going back. And I think that should be the way we try to study in our organization. We try to study Bible in terms of the most pertinent first, and then looking at the history as a reference. So I don't know if that's exactly what Jefferson did, but it kind of sounds like it from what you said.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We got Grandpa Stan in Minnesota. Hey, Grandpa.
Thanks for taking my call, Robbie. I want to say hi to Charles also.
Hello, Stan.
But I should say that I'm a first-time caller, but I'm a long-time listener, I believe. I probably heard Robbie's the first time maybe 15 years ago when I lived in Loveland, Colorado. I think he was on Johnstown.
Yes, sir.
KHNC, so that's where I bit my eye teeth on radio, and I've been addicted ever since.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
But I am a follower of Charles there because I am a vigil keeper, and I've had a couple of rewarding experiences doing two vigils with Charles here in Minnesota. And the most recent one was the one over at Living Word Church in Minneapolis about a month ago when Mr. Hagee was over there. And that was quite an experience. Charles was there. I was there. We had a couple other senior citizens. There was four of us senior citizens, and I think we had about 30 of the Hagee followers with banners and pickets and Israeli flags jumping up and down, actually heckling us. There's only four of us, and there was 30 of them, and they were trying to block out our signs of peace, not war. And when they were jumping up and down with these Israeli flags on their banners, I got the feeling that what Christ must have felt like at his trial, when the people were saying, crucify him, crucify him. And that's the feeling I got being next to these people, the way they were reacting.
Stan, there's something about the Judeo-Christianity or Hagiism or whatever you want to call it that brings out kind of a mean spirit that you wouldn't expect in the church. And I think that's what you're talking about. I think everyone feels that when they go to a vigil. There's kind of a mean and resentful spirit, and the probable reason for that is that they don't really have a good answer to the very simple things like blessed are the peacemakers and choose life, not war. these simple statements that come from Jesus are perplexing to them because they're busy saying, we support war in Israel, we support war in Iraq, we support the strangulation of the Palestinian people. We support they basically have to try to hide themselves from the realities of what their words mean. And so when someone comes and challenges them with very simple statements, very simple words, I think you do tend to get that sort of a mean spirit, and it does show up, and it is kind of a frightening thing. But it does really show you what you're up against, doesn't it?
Well, it was for me, and all I can say is if anybody wants a rewarding experience in life, they need to do a vigil, like I have with Charles, because if you haven't done one, you haven't experienced it, and it's very rewarding. It's an experience you can't experience unless you do it.
That's true.
And I wish, I would think that we should have a vigil in every city in this country every Sunday, at some church somewhere. If we're for Christ, we should be out there protecting His interests here on earth.
You know what I have a serious problem with. Again, you know, I just find it very hypocritical that all the candidates for president were asked about their pro-life positions. They all declared themselves pro-life. If you pro-life. Doesn't that by its very essence mean that you have reverence for life, and by that very nature you should be opposed to war and conflicts?
Amen. Yep.
Certainly true.
I would say so. Yeah, it's an oxymoron.
Are they just pro-life before the birth, or it does that when it stops? And so once you deliver it into the earth, now you're open game now. So
yes.
I just find it hypocritical. If you're going to be pro-life, then be pro-life and believe. You see, I unfortunately take the literal translations of the Bible, and God said, "Vengeance is mine," and I'm quite happy to leave the vengeance up to God.
Amen.
Yeah, they're pro-life for political purposes only.
Yes. More hypocritical situations with these people.
And in the area of pro-life, it goes even further than that, because the state of Israel that is defended so vehemently by the so-called Christian right is very much a pro-death culture. Not only do they regularly kill their enemies. They killed three boys on the beach the other day. One of them managed to survive. These boys were swimming on the beach in Gaza and flying kites. They're 13 years old, and the Israeli soldiers shot them from an outpost and killed two of them on the spot, and the third one they called away, and then they brought his wounded body back. Then this is the second incident of shooting children in the last week. And so terribly deliberate. These kids were shot in the back. Not only are they pro-killing their other people, but also Israel is a abortion mecca, where abortion is practiced upon not just upon demand, but it's provided by the government. And for instance, military people there are eligible for free abortions from the government. So Israel practices the very thing that John Hagee's church says they're totally against, abortion. Israel practices that as a matter of government policy. We don't even do that here. We have no place in the United States yet where the government actually physically provides abortions. People still have to go to private practitioners to get an abortion. But in Israel, they don't do that. They go right to the government. They provide both the funding and the act with their doctors. So
anything,
the hypocrisy goes further.
Anything else, Stan?
You know, I just got to support Charles in his program here. It's a wonderful program, and it's very invigorating. And anybody that has an interest in doing something for Christ should get a hold of him, and he can explain how the program works. Or even in Minnesota, if you want to get a hold of me, I've done a couple vigils now, and I'm certainly available. So,
all right. Thank you, Stan.
Keep up the good work.
Good to talk to you.
You bet.
Let's go to Beaver in Arkansas.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, fine, Robbie. I'm glad to talk to you, my friends. Anyway, I find this Christian Zionism, with John Hagee is leading it particularly, to be anti-Bible. Apparently, they don't even read their own Bible. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 8 said God divorced Israel. And as far as I can remember, divorce is pretty much a fatal and final thing. And then again in Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 10, he gave the reason for it, because Israel and the house of Judah have broken his covenant. End of story. I mean, where are those folks at?
That's certainly true, and there's all kinds of things you can cite, dozens of verses that you can cite in the Old Testament that refute the ones that Hagee cites. But what I would say is that they dwell in the Old Testament, and in listening through and through to his presentation, this Night to Honor Israel, which I had gagged over twice, I really did listen twice, he only mentioned Jesus' name one time. Then the quote that he made was out of context, and it was a very short, brief quote. But all of the scriptures that he talked about were Old Testament efforts to make the present-day state of Israel appear to be the same as the ancient state, as the ancient tribe of Israel 3,000 years ago. And that's where they dwell. It's all wrapped up in that. So it is totally unscriptural in that they leave the New Testament out of it. That's what they leave out of it.
Yes, they've forgotten that God sent Jesus to save this world from Israel's, what do you call it, iniquities.
From Israel's iniquities, that's right. But we think that there's a lot of optimism in this, because if something is so outrageous as this and so obvious that we can, that with a little looking we can see it, there's 70 million people out there that need to be awakened. And we should be able to awaken those people to the fact that they've been misled.
Yes.
At least when we try to deal with Israel through AIPAC, AIPAC being an Israeli organization that has lots of political power and lots of money and knows how to put pressure on our Congress, we don't have much of a chance. The best thing that's happened is AIPAC was declared illegal in terms of being a foreign lobby.
Yes.
And they're still trying to prove it's a foreign lobby, and because it has so much power, it gets around the laws of foreign lobbies. But here, when we're talking about Christians United for Israel, we're talking about our own people. We're talking about our brothers and sisters. Some of our wives and husbands are Christian Zionists. We have families divided by this. And we're talking about 70 million Americans who are really good people. It's true their leaders tend to get very mean when they're trying to protect their turf. And that's really what this is all about in these churches that...
Yeah.
Stan was talking about, you have a pastor protecting his turf. They don't want any. They don't want it to be upset. It's really going their way. But the people inside that church are good people, and they really don't believe in killing people. They don't believe in abortion. They don't believe in Israel-style murder. They don't believe in any of these things. They just have blinders pulled over their eyes, so that they cannot see what's really happening. And so our task. To the caller, what was your name, caller?
Beaver.
Beaver. Our task is to wake these people up and to find our own way to do it in our own communities, our own churches, and a lot of times with our own families. We have to sometimes start with our own family.
Turn the people back to Jesus and away from the false teachers.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Beaver.
Thank you. Have a good one, Robbie.
All right, my friend. Let's go to Chuck in Florida. Hi, Chuck.
Hello. I'd like to just make a couple comments.
And if Chuck is still there, maybe Chuck gave up the ghost on us.
No, I hear Chuck.
Are you?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I hear. I hear a caller.
Well, I am here, And I wanted to just make a couple of comments about this topic, because I am one of these, I have been brought up in a dispensationalist Christian church, but I've changed my views, and there's really two examples that I could talk about that really made me change my views. And the first being the insane foreign policy that the United States has regarding Israel, because it seems to me we make friends with people around the world that we, you know, we can have some sort of a beneficial relationship with, and ones that we don't, we usually call them rogue nations. And it seems to me that we have a tremendous ability to get something of value with our relationship with the Arab countries due to the oil. And we're paying $3 a gallon for oil, for gasoline, yet we don't get one drop of oil from Israel.
Hold that thought, my friend. We got a short break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back to the flip side. Yeah, can't find my way home. My story. We're speaking with Chuck in Florida. Hey, continue, Chuck.
Oh, thanks, Robbie. My comment was just basically that for all the trouble that we get from our relationship with the state of Israel. I just don't think it's worth it to the United States, because we seem to take the point of view that they can do no wrong, and they're given a pass on everything they do. In my opinion, Iraq and probably Egypt were more democratic than Israel is. And we don't, like I said before your break, that we don't get any oil from Israel. So really, what is the benefit of this relationship and the support? I think your guest touched on it with the lobby, and that's one comment. I do have another one.
Make it quick, brother. We don't have much time.
All right. My other comment was just what changed my mind as a Christian and why I started turning away from the Zionist point of view is if you read through the Bible, the New Testament, and you look where Jesus spoke to other people, he really had nothing bad to say to anybody. You know, he didn't say one bad thing to Romans or Samaritans, but you'll find if you read through the New Testament in some of the Gospels that he had plenty to say bad to the Pharisees, the Jews of the day in the land there. They ruled things, and I think it had to do with the fact that they had, perverted the scriptures and whatnot. But I think, Christians really need to take a look at that, that that was the example that he left for us, that as Christians we shouldn't, if he was willing to condemn them, but I think he did condemn them. He certainly he called them devils and he called them hypocrites and he said, "Woe to you," and that's pronouncing a doom. Then I think Christians ought to take a look and really understand the reason why he did that. So that's really all I had to say.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Chuck. And what Chuck said, it makes a lot of sense in terms of the economic cost of doing business with Israel. He brings that up. If you don't want to look at the moral reasons for not doing with them, look at what it costs us to fight the wars that we probably wouldn't be in unless they were there stimulating them, and which have cost us $1 trillion and put the price of gold up from $250 an ounce to $700 or $800, and the cost of everything we buy more than doubled. Since we started this warring thing. I mean, the cost of doing business with Israel, we really can't afford this, can we?
Nope.
He's absolutely right.
That's why George Washington, in his farewell address, gave advice to Americans, stay away from foreign entanglements and alliances.
And here's an ultra alliance. This is a secret alliance with the state of Israel.
Oh, there's no question about that. Charles Colchi, you can access his website at WHTT.org. I suggest you go there. It's great articles. And thanks, Mr. Carlson. We see you next week.
Yeah, I'll be happy to.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
I look forward to it.
I do, too. Bye.
Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Well, hope you have a good evening, and we'll do this all again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.
With 3